Joining us now on the phone, Larry Weber for the Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying this gorgeous morning.
I am.
Yeah, we had upper 20 degrees this morning, and that was enough to give ice. I take a look at a couple of bodies of water every time I take a walk. One of them is a swamp. And with the shallow water of the swamp, it's more likely to have an ice cover. And then I went down to the lake and did a comparison there, and there was no ice there on the lake. Now, November is the time always of freeze-up, but we start getting these ice formations in the end of October. They are pretty much gone before the day is over, and I would expect the same thing today because we're going to get clear skies, and with clear skies, the temperature is going to be warming. We're winding down with this amazing month. October is just so outstanding every year. You know, what we see at the beginning of the month and what we see at the end of the month is so different. It's just absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, it was even more so because if you took a look at the average temperature for the first half of the month, it was over 56 degrees in Duluth. If you look at the average temperature for the second half of the month, it was about 40. And so it was pretty amazing of a difference. However, the final statistics for the entire month will have an average above normal. Our normal temperature for the whole month is about 44. And this year we're going to be closer to about 48, so that's considerably above normal. We did have one day of 80 degrees that was back on the 7th, and that was then we had a total of 6 days that were 70 or above. It's not unusual to get above 70 in October, but to get to 80 is a little bit unusual. And now we've been having a few days of temperatures in the 20s. Our coldest temperature was 24, and that happened back on the 21st. Like I said, we did have a little bit of ice. We didn't get much of it snow. You know, a few times we had flurries, and that was about it. And even though there was a forecast, the possibility of others, it never really materialized. That is the statistic that bothers me about October the most. It was so dry. We were less than half in precipitation of what we normally have. Now, remains to be seen what's going to be happening as we get into November, but they're always forecasting things are going to be different, going to have more snow and so forth, but we'll see. The big leaf drop happened to us ready in early part of the month. I found the weekend of the 7th through the 10th was when most of the leaves dropped. They continue to drop then for the next week or so. We still have some trees out there right now with leaves. Now, I did a little bit of driving up north to the range this weekend. This past week, and I noticed how the tamaracks were still hanging on with a lot of yellow. Many of them have started to drop their needles, but still there was a lot of color out there in the swamps. We didn't get a real strong wind. Had we gotten a real strong wind or some rain, a lot of those needles would have dropped, but there's still tamaracks out there looking pretty yellow. There's also some other trees that have almost a complete full foliage yet, and that is some of these imported ones that we have in our yards. A good example is weeping willow. They reach their best color at about this time, and so they are a little bit later than the rest of them. Lilacs still have their leaves. So it's also a time when we see just how common buckthorn is, because buckthorn keeps its leaves at this time as well. We are down now to about 10 hours of daylight. 10 hours will actually hit us on November 2, and this year we don't change our clocks until November 6. So we're not yet ready for seeing that real early sunset, though we do see sunset already by 6 o'clock. After we change our clocks, it would be sunset at 5 o'clock already. So it's something we'll have to get used to pretty quickly now. In addition to that, we are having a plenty of movement of migration right now. Wow. We are at the time of flocks of a lot of small birds. Every day walking along the road, I see flocks of juncos and flocks of tree sparrows. They're just many of them. I saw them again this morning. I got junco in the yard. The other ones that are so abundant right now are the snow buntings. The birds that, when they fly up, you see plenty of white on their wings, and they often congregate around roads. I think they would prefer to be back in the fields feeding on seeds, but sometimes those best seeds are right there on the roadsides, and that's where they'll congregate. Red poles are coming through. You want to hear a statistic that's pretty amazing. Yesterday at Hawk Ridge, the counters don't ask me how they did this, but they counted over 16,000 red poles coming across. It was a state record that had been set yesterday. Amazing. Geese flocks are still coming across, and some swans are start showing up. Ducks and grackles and crows, and so they are definitely at the time of flocks. 1 week ago today, I started the bird feeder. Now, there's a lot of people who feed birds all year round, but I don't usually do it. I usually wait till October, and I decided, well, last Saturday was a good time to start. Well, within 24 hours, I had 8 species of birds show up, and it was just amazing how quickly they showed up. It was almost like they were sitting around waiting, hey, where you been? And they come in to feed right away. Some of them kind of came and checked it out and then left, but we have some that keep coming back every day. What I found was interesting is how some of the furry animals, some of the mammals, responded so quickly, too. The gray squirrels, red squirrels, I expected they would come right away, but so was a chipmunk. Now, that chipmunk hasn't been back in the last few days, so maybe it's gone off to sleep. At night, we had a visit from a cottontail rabbit and a raccoon, and then the great one was the flying squirrels. This was absolutely amazing. I had not put, I feed them on a special platform, and I don't put the food out until dusk, so the other squirrels won't get them. But I had not put food on that platform for 6 months since April. And yet, the very first night when I put the sunflower seeds, there they were. And they've been back every night since.
You've trained them well.
Yeah, must have been. They must have been out. I think what's going on is they maybe were hanging around in that tree anyway, and they just decided to check out what this new thing was. Some of the late things that are still out, there are still some. I saw as recently as just a couple of days ago on Wednesday, I saw a dragonfly. And then there are still some snakes. When I bicycle on the nearby trails here, I often see snakes. And this week it was a red-belly snake. Yellow butterflies, sulfur butterflies might be still out there, though they won't hibernate. They hang around as long as they can. Woolly bear caterpillars, on the other hand, do hibernate. And then, of course, the World Series ended last night, and the World Series always brings in, it seems like, these World Series moths. And at the window, I must have had last night about 10 of them.
Wow.
It's almost as though they're trying to watch the game as well. The World Series moth is not the correct name for them. It's just what I call them. If you wanted to look them up in the book, you'd have to go to something called the Linden Looper, named after basswood, because they feed as caterpillars on the basswood. But they don't reach their adult stage until this time, and I think it's just fascinating. They pick such cool times to be out there flying. And they don't feed, and they don't even have a mouth, and they breed, they lay eggs, and they die. And sometimes, in order to do this successfully, you'll see many of them. I've had cases where I've seen about 100 of them at a time. The other thing still going on that we think is past is spiders. Spider ballooning is still happening. And today is a perfect day for it. Get out and take a look towards the sun. You know, you never look at the sun, but towards the sun, under, and on the threads. These little threads show up on the shrubs and small trees and so forth, and that's a sign that the spiders are moving. They're ballooning, as written about in Charlotte's Web.
Mm.
And so this is still going on. They'll keep it up until it gets really cold. I've seen it even in the middle of winter, but usually this is a good time to see it. So we are winding down on 1 month now, and some people say this new month that's coming up, November, is a disappointment, that there really isn't much to see. But I find it's, once again, a month that we'll see a lot of change. And so keep your eyes open. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes, and thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30. And Larry is a recently retired career science teacher and two-time winner of Science Teacher of the Year. He writes a phonology column for a local newspaper, and he's got this radio thing that he does. He also contributes to the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer, and a font of knowledge. Boy, that is something.